When's the last time you actually had to give somebody bad news? How did you do it? Because there's 6 phrases that you're supposed to avoid whenever you're giving somebody bad news, and I'm looking over them, and I'm like, nope, I do every single one of these.
Well, I think the level of bad news is important, right? I mean, you're sitting somebody down to tell them that their dog got hit by a car, or that their mom is in the hospital, or worse even still, or, I'm sorry, my kid threw a baseball through your window.
Well, they're all pretty bad news. What was the last bad news you had to give to somebody?
That's easy. When I got into a car accident in the Costco parking lot and I had to call my wife and confess.
Yeah. What was her reaction?
You were probably going too fast.
Yeah.
I'm always telling you to slow down. Another lecture, of course.
It's a little bit different because that bad news, of course, was going to be like, you know, it doesn't really affect her. It's just you sharing the information.
Right.
I ironically gave somebody bad news and did not know I was giving them the bad news.
Oh, what happened?
So my cousin and I are best friends and we share everything. And this is how my family works. So her dad and my mom are brother and sister. So her grandmother had been very sick in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
My family all gossips with one another. Her husband was at the hospital when her grandmother passed away.
Okay.
I thought she was there too. I did not know. So my mom calls me and said, her grandmother passed away.
Very sad, sure.
So I immediately call her thinking she's still at the hospital, not knowing that her husband was there right then, not her.
Right.
And I said, I'm so sorry. I got, you know, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm like, what do we got to do? We got a plan. And she was just like, okay, I guess you know something I don't know.
Right. What are you talking about?
No, I had to tell her that her grandmother passed away.
Oh my gosh.
Before like her husband got home, because her husband was driving home to tell her in person.
Of course, because that would be the nice sensitive thing to do as a caring individual, as your partner.
Oh, I say all the time, like my family, like you told Keith to drive home to tell her in person.
Yeah.
But then you called all the brothers and sisters before he got home.
I'm sorry to be laughing because it is kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, you got to give it some sort of buffer, right? Say, listen, an hour radio silence before anybody talks.
Par for the course for my family.
That's terrible.
But there is a list, 6 things that you should never say when you're giving somebody bad news.
Okay, enlighten me.
Number 1, it could be worse. I say that all the time. It could be worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody does say that when it's something smaller. You know, think of the bright side, which is, you know, basically the same thing. And you're right. You have to temper yourself and make sure that you shut up, because sometimes nobody wants to hear that. You know what? All the time, nobody wants to hear that when they're dealing with something bad.
Well, right. You said, like, you know, look at the bright side. That's actually one of these phrases. Not so much that, but at least, at least you didn't, you know, whatever.
You know who can say that?
Mm-hmm.
The person that the bad news has happened to. And they can only say that once they've come to their happy space where they're comfortable with that.
6 phrases you should never use when you're giving somebody bad news. You should be thankful that ...
Kind of falls under the same category. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know exactly how you feel. I do this all the time because a lot of times I know exactly how they feel. And you should never say that, because in that moment, you're not in that moment with them.
I mean, do you know exactly, or do you know close? You know how you felt when you were in that scenario. Do you know how they feel?
Everything happens for a reason.
Stop that. That is the worst one.
Oh, gosh.
God's plan.
I hear this a lot. Don't worry. What goes around comes around. That one makes me crazy, too.
Guess what? It's not true most of the time either.
So here's some tips when you have to give somebody bad news. 1, take a beat. Take a second to get your head straight and figure out how you're going to do it and do it correctly. 2, use compassionate language. Be kind about it. Don't be like overexcited to share the information. And stick to the facts. Don't try to hypothesize on anything. Just stick directly to the facts. Oh, and here's one that I'd like to add. If your cousin's grandmother just died, make sure she knows before you call to say you're sorry.
I'm telling you, 45 minutes to an hour buffer.
6 is the amount of dumb arguments the average American has every single weekend. But who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Now you're going to get to decide. Raven, producer Sean, did you guys get into any of them this weekend?
Oh, I had more than a few.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
More than a few. This one happened last night, though. So here's the thing. My dogs got skunked a couple times last year or the year before. It was absolutely horrible. So ever since then, no matter what time of day, we're expected to go out and look for a skunk before we let the dogs out in the backyard. And guess who goes out first every time? Me. And this time, I didn't feel like doing it. I was so tired. So, of course, I just let the boys come out with me at the same time. There was no skunk, by the way. We survived. But when I came back in, this is what I had waiting for me.
You should have checked the yard. Now, if you didn't check the yard before you let them out and they got skunked, that is your fault.
So, no matter now until the end of time, if the dogs get skunked and it happens to be a time that I didn't go check the yard first, I'm on my own.
Well, you know, you're going to open the door and be screaming for me. Like, I'm supposed to come rescue you. You should have checked the yard.
And then the dogs are just suffering. You hear that, boys?
You should have checked the yard.
So she's telling me that I will be left to deal with it if that's what happens. If the boys go out and there's a skunk out there, if I didn't check.
I can't believe you go outside and check for a skunk every time.
Our neighbors must think we're insane because we're out there with flashlights.
No, because you are.
And we're checking around the shed and all that stuff.
We have bears and coyotes, and I don't go out there.
Don't go out there at all.
Lila's on her own.
Yeah.
She can handle it.
You give her a set of brass knuckles, and you're like, good luck, kid. Yeah.
Speaking of, like, dumb arguments having to do with animals, here's one that I'm having with my teenager and my husband. They're ganging up against me.
You're not supposed to feed the ducks bread because bread doesn't grow, like, in the wild. So then they're going to keep coming back. And if you don't give them more, then I think they starve to death.
Well, if they come back, I'll just feed them more bread.
Right. No, you're not listening. But, like, what happens if they don't come back here and now they're, like, down the street at another pond and they want bread there and those owners aren't giving them bread? They need to learn how to survive on their own.
Well, we'll just get duck food and start feeding them duck food.
Why do we have to feed the ducks at all? They're just going to go, like, to the bathroom all over the yard.
But we want ducks in our pond. We want cute aesthetic ducks.
We need aesthetic ducks in our pond. We have a pond on our property.
Maybe get some fake ones. Remember, I had those ducks in my pool. And, you know, then it started with one duck. Then he came back. He had a girlfriend. Then another guy tried to encroach on his girlfriend. Then I had a duck fight. Remember that?
I was going to say, if you want some fake ducks, just go to Home Depot or something like that. Get some, you know, some fake mallards.
There you go.
Float around the water.
A couple of fake mallards.
There's the aesthetic.
I don't think you're
supposed
to feed them bread because I think it expands in their stomach.
I don't want the ducks in my yard.
Yeah, stop feeding them.
But I certainly also don't want fake ducks that I bought at Home Depot floating in my pond.
You don't want exploded ducks from too much bread either.
Yeah.
You don't want that either.
This has been an ongoing thing with my family.
Yeah.
Sean, what's your dumb argument?
Well, me and Rachel went out to eat. We got an appetizer, and I was a little upset with it because I felt we're paying for more of one thing than the other.
Do you not think it's a little weird? They served us like a little side of lettuce with bacon.
It's fine. It's just a garnish. You don't have to eat it.
I'm just saying, when I order a plate of thick bacon, I want it to be bacon and not lettuce.
But I think that it's like a color contrast thing. It looks nicer presented, not just like some slabs of bacon on a plate.
Now, let me just say, I think she's wrong because they put so much lettuce on this plate of bacon. I'm like, I feel like they're trying to get you to eat the lettuce.
Mm.
I was like, okay, this is like $12 for three cuts of bacon. Yeah. Really nice, thick cut bacon, delicious bacon. But I'm like, I feel like we're paying for more lettuce than bacon. If I wanted lettuce, I would have asked for lettuce.
You know what I picked up on is that while he's having the argument, he's actually chewing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't hold yourself back.
The bacon was delicious.
Who gets mad at a piece of lettuce on a plate? Mm. Sean.
I ate it anyway.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has something that drives them crazy. Some people call it the ick. Some people just call it general frustration. And even though you're not supposed to judge people, especially people you don't know, when you see them do one thing, you always think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you.
It's human nature, really.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. Ted, that's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you is if you're on the board of an HOA, that's all I need to know because HOAs are the worst.
Do you know that they... like drafted my stepfather to run our HOA the last like 5-6 years. They still want him to run it, and he had to like tell them that they were getting ready to move out for them to let him off the board. They made him the president of the HOA. He hates it.
It's so funny.
He the only part that he cares about is making sure that the paths are clear, the dumpsters get picked up, and that the pool gets opened on time.
I mean, that should be your main concern if you're the HOA person.
Right, and that's all he cares about. He's like, the only reason I did it is because they dragged their feet on the pool for 2 years. Once he got it done, he's like, that's my final gift to the neighborhood. I'm out. And they have continued to elect him for like 3 years, and he hates it.
The worst is the HOA people that take their job way too seriously.
Mm.
It's like,
yes, those are the people I'm talking about.
Right,
yeah.
My stepfather, Sal, is the opposite. I'll tell you right now, Sal is the opposite.
Sal's the guy you want on your HOA.
He is.
He doesn't care if you accidentally lit a broom outside. You know, he's not going to fine you $25 like I used to get fined.
That's what they say about leaders, right? People who want to lead are not the ones you want. It's the ones that don't want to lead. Those are the ones you need. That's Sal. That's my dad. Drafted into this.
Erica, that's all I need to know about you.
If you complain about being sick but you refuse to take any medication, that's all I need to know about you.
Why do people do that? It's a strange... For somebody like me, that the first thing I do is pop two Advil, pop two Tylenol. Like, oh, am I getting hives? Let me take the Benadryl. Like, I don't understand how people don't feel good. And they're like, I'm like, just take some Tylenol. No, that's okay. Why? It makes it go away.
Yeah, because it makes it complain.
Yeah.
My wife got so mad the other day, this exact situation. I was sneezing. She wants me to take this Sambucol, and I'm like, no, I don't need the Sambucol. Mm-hmm. It gives me, like, acid. I don't need that.
I don't know what that is.
It gives me, like, indigestion.
What is Sambucol?
Oh, it's like a thing that teachers swear by. So you're supposed to take it as soon as you have any symptoms of, like, anything every 3 hours. It's almost like an airborne or something like that.
It's a pill?
It's a pill.
Okay.
You take it and you, like, put it under your tongue. And it was one of her teacher friends that was like, this saves me all the time. Of course, it helped Alicia one time. So now we own, like, I don't know, 60 pounds of the stuff.
Right. Did you take it?
No.
I mean, but what if it works?
I didn't need it. Okay. It's too much vitamin C.
Okay. See what I mean? You're right. That's what I'm talking about, Erica. Lou, how about you? That's all I need to know about you.
If you expect your spouse to start working out or go on a diet just because you are, that's all I need to know about you. My wife has been starving me with salads for, like, the last 3 weeks.
How much weight have you lost?
Okay, it is true. I've lost like 12 pounds.
What?
12 pounds.
That's a lot of weight to lose for 3 weeks.
Yeah, just do what she says.
Right?
I wish I had done what my wife said the last 3 weeks.
I can't believe how lit up the lines are right now for people being hit by cars.
It's crazy.
All right. Did you ever get hit by a car? Like, what happened lately over the last few days? Raven and I have been talking about it, and we keep hearing these stories how people get hit by cars and they're totally fine.
Going to my local bar, I haven't been in there in a while, and I walk in, and one of my friends who's like a manager there, he's on crutches. And I figure, you know, what happened to you, old guy, right? Like, probably tripped or something like that. Maybe, you know, messed up his ankle or something. He says, oh, well, I got hit by a car on Sunday. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Records, you know, scratch, music stop, kind of what? He's like, oh, yeah, it was a customer here. And I was like, wait a minute, what happened? And apparently somebody came in. They would not serve them, refused them service because they were intoxicated. And she went out into the car, hopped in her car, and then he thought she was going to ram his truck because he was following her, telling her she couldn't drive or whatever. Again, he's a manager. And he stepped in between her vehicle and the truck, and she pinned him to his truck.
Oh, my God.
With her car.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Lee, you're a smart guy with insurance. You're a grown-up. Like, let her hit your truck. Are you crazy? You could have died. And then she sideswiped him again, too, you know, pulling off the curb after that. And again, you know, she was arrested and all that stuff. But, you know, he needs surgery. It's like a real thing. And I was like, how about next time stand behind the truck?
Or just let her hit the truck.
Let her hit the truck.
Yeah.
I was like, you probably got like $150, $300, and you probably got good insurance. He's like, yeah, I do. I was like, don't get hit by a car.
Shauna, you got hit by a car too?
So I was on a bike. I thought I had the right of way. So I just went for it. But then the car was making a left turn. Does that make sense? So I was making a right turn. This car was making a left turn onto the same street. And I just went for it. Because, you know, I'm in the right turn, and they just went for it and knocked me off my bike.
Wow.
Were you hurt?
No, I mean, I just had like a little scratch on my leg, but that was about it. But I mean, I went into a screaming fit and cursed them out because I was like, did you not see me? I was making a right turn, so it's my right of way.
Don't bikers always get the right
Always
way?
Have the right of way.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yes.
Unless it's specifically stated, like, you can't be on a highway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to be a good look if you tag somebody on a highway if they're on their bike either. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, sometimes people on bikes have no idea what it is they're doing. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but when you were like, oh, I went for it, I don't know what that means. You know, you're racing a car. I mean, whatever.
Meaning it was a green light
and
it was my turn to go.
All right.
Yeah. I will say this. Right. If I'm not also in a car, I'm not playing chicken with you.
No.
You know, like, you want to go? Go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll wait.
You know, it's so funny. And then I had, talking about people getting hit by cars, one of my daughter's friends, I was driving them to like one of their classes that they go to. And she was telling me, now she's 15 years old, that her boyfriend, right, his ex-girlfriend's father
yeah.
was so upset that he had broken up with his daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
He went and hit him with his car. Yeah, but like not super
not a
hard,
grown-up way to handle
enough
things.
Enough to knock him off his feet to intimidate him. And I said, that's a crazy person. That is a legitimate crazy person. What is going on lately? Did you ever get hit by a car? What happened? For some reason, Raven and I keep hearing stories of people that we know that are getting hit by cars, and they're totally fine.
Yeah, they're lucky. I mean, they're just bouncing back up after getting hit by a car. I don't think that that's what would happen if I got hit by a car.
Absolutely not. What happened when it happened to you? 1-800-330-9999. Zach, you got hit by a car for real?
I did.
What happened?
I was in the crosswalk, and I had a hood on because it was cold. And I know I'm, like, not flying through the air, but knocked over pretty hard. And fortunately, the car stopped. It was a taxi.
What? The taxi? I mean, I feel like the taxi guy is always doing the speed limit or below because he just wants more of my money.
I feel like the taxi drivers are the most dangerous drivers, but they're good drivers. Like, even when they're, like, I'm, like, holding on for dear life, I always feel somewhat safe because I'm like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're professionals. Were you injured?
Not really, but I have one friend who was a doctor and another who was actually a personal injury lawyer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I texted both of them. They said, well, you should just go and get checked out anyway. So I called 911, and the ambulance took me to the hospital. And the ambulance, I got the bill, $783.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's why you sue for at least 50 grand.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel like suing. But, you know, I was thinking later, I should have just taken a taxi, and I could have taken the taxi that hit me.
Right. He drove you there.
Wait, so there was no repercussion from him for hitting you?
No, I mean, I filed a report and everything. So as far as injuries, I was okay, but I had this huge bruise on, like, my right thigh, and then my chin hurt a little, even though I didn't hit my head. It was bizarre.
I don't understand why the taxi cab driver wouldn't be responsible for your 100%. Hospital bills.
And, yeah, 100%.
Right?
I've been trying to, you know, get reimbursed, but I don't know. It's a huge bureaucratic nightmare.
Oh, see, that's the thing there. That's 100% why you sue. Yeah. I mean, you're in a crosswalk. That's ridiculous. Mm. Your lawyer friend is not a friend. Get rid of him. He's suspect. Look into his background. He's suspect.
Well, personal injury lawyers, you know.
I love my friends that are personal injury lawyers. Love them.
Yeah.
Love you, John.
I'm glad that
thanks
you're
for that money.
I'm glad you're okay, though.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Keith, you got hit by a car? What happened?
Oh, actually, I wasn't hit directly by the car. I was hit by the door of the car.
Oh, okay.
I was walking, and the car door flew open and slapped me from back ways. And the only thing I remember afterwards was somebody saying, give him some water, give him some water. I opened my eyes and saw my mom standing over me after that.
Wait a minute.
I think it was such a scary...
Wait, your mom's alive. Right? It's not like you saw a ghost.
So wait a minute. Somebody was driving by and they opened their door?
They were driving. The door wasn't closed properly.
Oh,
and it
okay.
just flew open. Slapped me to the side of the road.
Solid question. Your mother was alive, right? You know, you weren't in heaven. So.
Oh, yes. My mom was alive, or else I would not be here.
Also,
give him
like,
some water.
Water.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. No, get him to the hospital.
Water. That's all I can remember. That's all I can remember. Give him some water. Give him some water.
Well, I'm glad you're all right, man.
Yeah.
But it was earlier in my life. So yeah. It was, as an adult, I might have not. Come out this, you know.
Yeah, we can walk it off when we're younger. It's we can true. Walk it off.
Right. Bounce right back. Right. Give him some water. He's fine. For whatever reason, Raven and I have heard so many stories over the last few days of people being hit by cars and totally fine. They just walk away from it.
It's been pretty wild for sure.
Yeah. Did you ever get hit by a car? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Amy.
I was in high school. And I was just walking across the street, walking home, and this older woman, I guess someone needed to take away her license. She didn't see me. And I did go down, but thankfully, you know, she was driving so slowly that I didn't get hurt.
That's terrifying.
It was just more embarrassing than anything else. Nothing happened.
What do you do in that situation? Like when you realize you're okay, do you just like, no, I'm all right, and you just keep walking? Or do you like, do you call somebody? I don't know.
I think nowadays I immediately think that I have to call like five people, right? And where's the video and what's going on? But 20, 30 years ago, especially when I was in high school, I'd just be like, all right, cool.
That's basically what happened. I couldn't wait to tell everybody, but everybody was there anyway at school. And, you know, I think I was more embarrassed than anything else.
Embarrassed that you got hit by a car.
Right. I mean, that's how that way you feel when you're a teenager. Everything's embarrassing.
It is a
strangely embarrassing thing when you get hit by a car, even as an adult, I'm thinking. Because you look around like, who saw that? What happened? You know?
Yes! You first care about what people think, then you worry about if you're alive.
It's so weird. Imagine you're Amy's mom. And you're home and you're like cooking dinner and getting ready. And she walks in and she's like, oh, I got hit by a car today. What?
No, you're sitting at dinner later and they're like, so how was your day?
Yeah, I got hit by a car.
Already been home for 45 minutes.
It was an old lady. She was only going 5 miles per hour. It was fine. I'm good. I might be a little bruising on my thigh.
Miss McGillicuddy from down the street. Yeah, she hit me with her car. You'd be like, what? Be like, I always said she shouldn't have her license.
She can't even see over the driving wheel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when you're in high school, you're like, all right, I'm cool.
Yeah, I think if there was Instagram then, I would have been so happy because I could have, like, gotten some more followers with that video.
You know, when you're younger, too, when you fall better. Because when you fall, when you get older, it hurts. You know what I mean? You twist something, you bend something. When you're younger, no problem. Ligaments, cartilage, it's all fine. Jonathan, you got hit by a car? What happened?
No. See, my wife did twice.
Oh, twice?
Oh, my gosh. She should play the lottery. Okay, go ahead. What happened?
Yes. Okay. So she was a little girl, and she lived in a small town, and it was snowing out. So she got money to go across the street to get, you know, those penny candies.
Yeah.
And the guy was driving out of control, hit her, and she ended up, you know, going to the hospital. And then it was 2 years later, she was doing the same thing, got hit again.
I mean, her parents should not be sending her to the store in a snowstorm. I mean, after the first time, I'd be like, you're never going out in a snowstorm again.
I mean, you're never crossing the road again.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, do you like your in-laws? Do you trust them?
Well, one passed away, but the second time, they felt real bad because they sent her to go get cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh. Everything wrong with the 70s right here. Everything wrong with them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They felt terrible after that, yeah.
Yeah, they should have.
The second time, it was pretty serious. She had, like, a full-body cast and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay cigarettes. They sent her. What he didn't mention is when they sent her across the road, it was actually a four-lane highway.
Yeah. Did they quit smoking?
No, it's a small town, too.
Did they quit smoking?
Actually, no.
Terrible.
Well, I'm glad she's fine.
Yes.
But being hit by a car twice, definitely go play your numbers today. There's a lottery win in there for you sometime.
I totally tell her, use all her good luck that day.
Did you ever go to a wedding and somebody gives a speech and, like, the first thing they say is so out of bounds that you don't even know how to react to it?
I just want to prefix this by saying that my friend Bill is a very nice person.
Yeah.
He was the groom Steve's oldest friend. He is the groom Steve's oldest friend. We had a wedding this past Friday, and the bride and groom are out of state right now, so it's a perfect time for us to talk about this.
All right.
So I was not the best man. I was just one of the groomsmen, and I was elected to speak, and this was after my wife, and my wife killed on her speech. It's up to you whether or not she shares with you later in the week, but she absolutely killed. But here I am. Just delivering a couple little anecdotes here during this speech, and I apologize, the sound quality is not great.
Thank you, family, friends, guests, and all of you for joining us here today. And thank you to Judy and Don both for having us here today to celebrate with their families. How about a big round of applause? Woo! I know it's a very proud day when you can look upon your kids and see their success and happiness. And some people that happens the first day, and some people it takes a little bit longer, but to be surrounded here by family and friends and your grandchildren is certainly a very proud moment.
So you can hear I'm checking some boxes here, Anna, right? I'm checking the boxes. I'm thanking the family.
Yes.
Thanking the friends. I'm thanking the parents for having us all be here. Mm-hmm. I'm pointing out the fact that it's their second marriage without saying second marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm doing all this respectfully and saying what a proud day for you and the family, right?
Yep. I mean, that is 100% textbook what you're supposed to do.
By the book. By the book. Right.
A little chime of the glasses, please, for Anne. Anne, you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Check.
You are witty.
Thank you.
You are fun. And you are resilient. And you allow Steve to be himself. And that is maybe your biggest superpower in good times and bad. You know when it's proper for you to pack Steve up in the car, and when it makes sense for you to let him sleep on the garage floor, when to speak up, and when to give space.
Steve has slept on my garage floor twice.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? You did the thing. You did all the things your textbook's supposed
That's right.
to do. You told her she looked beautiful,
That's right.
and you said all the great things about her. But then what happened?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I mean, I won't bore you with the rest of my speech, right? Because there's some personal stories in there, too. But then, of course, I introduced Bill, and I feel like, you know, he wanted to say something appropriate.
Bill is Steve's oldest friend, everybody. Please give Bill a round of applause.
But I'll tell you what, I know this guy, what, 35, 40 years now? Yeah. Ooh, I've been through his first marriage.
First thing he does.
Did he say he was there for the first marriage?
Yes, he mentions his first marriage.
I mean, come on.
First thing he does, it talks about how this day is so much nicer, but still.
If you Google things not to say
right.
in a wedding speech, it's bring up the exes, bring up the past marriages, bring up anything. And then that was it. Like,
I mean, he recovered really well, to be fair. All mm-hmm. right. He recovered really well. But the first 90 seconds, he was completely on shaking ground at that point because he had led with that line. I mean, it was literally the first line out of his mouth.
Did people gasp? What
yes.
did they say?
I looked over at Bill's date. Her head was just buried in her hands.
I mean, of course it was.
Just right at that moment. And the rest of the, like, my table was just full of people. Like, their jaws were on the floor. They weren't actually emitting any sort of noise.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, again, he recovered well. But a rough thing. Now, here's the thing. I didn't find this out till 2 days later. He also posted a photo of him and Steve at Steve's first wedding as a congratulations post the day of.
Like,
and he sees nothing wrong with it. Somebody commented on it and was like, Bill, really? And he was like, yeah, great photo.
It's like a before and after. Like, look, here we are.
Couldn't believe it.
30 years later.
Couldn't believe it.
This was the first time. This is the second time.
Yeah.
All right. If this is a PSA to anybody out
right,
there.
Right, please.
Don't do that. No.
Yes.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hey, Donna. Today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right for this gorgeous, beautiful, one-of-a-kind Anna and Raven Stanley Cup. And I know you want it, don't you?
I do. I'm excited.
All right. This is an easy game to play. Anna is going to describe for us an item that's listed right now on Craigslist that's for sale. I'm going to take a guess at the price. All you have to do is correctly identify whether or not my guess is higher than, lower than, or equal to the listed price. If you do that, the cup is yours, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Donna, here we go. This item was posted 17 days ago. I can't believe 17 days on the market and it still has not been picked up.
Wow, okay. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
Two hand-carved goats, Haitian folk art. Here's the comments. My parents purchased a goat 2 years in a row for families on Haiti. Doesn't seem like proper English, but
sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And as a thank you, they received these hand-carved pieces of folk art. So these nice people bought goats. I'm not sure how they got them shipped to America, but whatever. That's a conversation for another time.
No, they got the goats, and they paid for goats in Haiti, not here in America.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Right, and then they shipped the wooden goats back.
Yeah, so now you get these wooden hand-carved goats.
Right.
Which I feel like if it's like a gift, why would you want to sell it? I feel like this is like a 12-year-old child who's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell these goats on Craigslist right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and make some money for my Fortnite addiction. Okay.
Rough day in Haiti today.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to see pictures of these hand-carved
goats? Oh, that's it
goats?
For the description?
That's
yes,
it.
I'm very ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also put one next to a ruler to show how big the goats are.
Yeah.
They are approximately 4.5 inches long, each goat.
Oh, I mean, it's not even a big goat.
No, it's a small
tiny goat.
They're two small hand-carved goats.
I feel like they're mass-producing these goats down there.
Do you think these are real hand-carved folk art?
I mean, I don't know how many factories they got operating right now in Haiti. I'm going to go with, that blue one looks kind of cool looking. I'm going to go with $40 for the hand-carved goats. $40 hand-carved goats.
Donna, do you think the actual retail price of these two hand-carved goats, Haitian folk art, do you think it's more than 40, less than 40, or is that what they're asking for right now on Craigslist?
I'm going to say more than 40.
I am sorry. Actual price, $15.
$15.
I mean,
oh, wow.
This is definitely somebody that has stolen it from their parents and just trying to make a quick buck. Why would you get rid of these adorable things?
Oh, I'm so sorry. No goat cup for you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
We'll take the next caller at 1-800-330-9999, and you will win this Anna and Raven Stanley Cup. What's the word or phrase that your kids use that drives you absolutely nuts?
You know, you say that and you immediately sound 1,000 years old.
I know. Right? Okay. I get it. And 1-800-330-9999. And I was giggling about this because my husband, he's going to kill me for even telling this, but he has one of the guys on his staff is considerably younger than we are.
Yeah.
And every time he tells him anything, it doesn't matter if it's good. It doesn't matter if it's bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. He goes, sick, sick, sick.
I've got a guy who works for me. He goes, cool, cool, cool. Like, just say cool. He's like, cool, cool, cool. And he's like, cool, cool, cool. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that? What? Mm. Why?
Yeah.
But he does it all the time.
Sick. Yeah, that's sick. Oh, that's sick. Oh, we just lost that deal? Sick. No.
Sick.
That's what? Sick.
Tone means a lot here. Mm. All right? Maybe your tone doesn't match.
My daughter, who's going to be 15 next week, my birthday girl, she always uses a word that makes me crazy because it's a non-answer, and I don't like non-answers.
Okay.
So if I say, like, oh, what did you think of this pasta I made last night? Meh. Meh.
Doesn't that mean, like, middle of the road,
it's
mediocre?
Just, it's a non-committal nothing thing. Like,
yeah.
it just means nothing.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, do you have any ideas on, you know, what you want to do for your birthday next week? Meh.
Oh, so she's using it in lots of different spots, right?
It's just a non-answer.
It's a verb. Oh. It's an adjective. It's all those things.
You want to get under my skin?
Yeah.
Say meh. Because it's like, it's not even.
Now you said that. Now I'm going to remember it.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch what you wish for.
My neck. I can't even. And it's not even, like, in the words. It'll be in text. I'll get a text, and I'll be like, okay, I got to pick you up at school at 5 o'clock. You cool with that? Meh. What?
Yeah.
Yes,
that makes
no
sense.
Yes or no?
You're right. Now I need an answer.
Angelina, what's the word that your kid uses that drives you nuts?
I have a laundry list, but I think my top three would be bruh, cringe, and ick. What do those mean?
Well, bruh is like bro.
I have zero problem with bruh. Bruh is back, and people are upset about it everywhere, and I don't get it. We all said bro. We all said dude. We said some sort of version of it.
Well, Raven still says bro.
When I lived in L.A. in the 90s, we used to say bruh. I got no problem with it. I know what you're saying when you say bruh. I'm good with it.
There's a lady where I pick up my daughter at the high school.
Yeah.
She has a bumper sticker, and it says, Ma, Mommy, bruh.
Yep, in that order.
Yeah,
that's how it
order
happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what is it? I don't know what it is.
Ick.
Oh, ick. The ick. Ick doesn't bother me either. A lot of things give me the ick. That's why. What's the word or phrase that your kids use that drives you absolutely crazy? Because if I hear meh one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. The fact that it's so versatile and it's all in different spots here, sometimes you actually need an answer.
Right. Right. You can't just say meh to everything in text and in real life. Oh, it makes me nuts. What's the word or phrase that drives you crazy? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
My daughter uses the word preppy all the time.
Preppy.
How does she use it?
Have you heard this one?
No.
How, talking about somebody?
That's preppy. No, it's an adjective, and she's been using it probably for the last 6 months, and I could already see it's fading out. It's already, it's a fast cycle.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wonder if sometimes it's also, like, regional and where you are, because
yeah.
I remember when I was growing up, there was some slang terms that my friends and I used that were very much our group. You know, and if we went to a different school and used it, it wouldn't carry over.
According to today.com, preppy is a slang word that means colorful, frilly clothing.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
Says December 19th, 2023. You don't trust Hoda?
No. George, what's the word that your kid uses that drives you nuts?
Yeah, my daughter uses the word nunya, like none of your business.
Nunya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I use yo. You say yo what? Yo mama.
Yeah, your mama.
Yep. See, that one feels good.
Yeah, but yeah, if you're over 45,
right,
Raven, that's the only time that feels
feel
good.
Feel free to take that one to work with you today. Try it out on a few people. Drive it around.
Sounds good, bro.
Rebecca, the word or phrase your kid uses that drives you nuts?
Bet.
Oh.
That's another good one.
This is a trigger for Anna. She doesn't like bet.
Yes. How do they use it for you?
Oh. I'll tell them I'm going to the store. Is there anything in particular you want? And they'll comment, and I'll say, okay, I'll get that, and they'll go, bet.
And the other version of that is when they say period.
Mm-hmm.
They say, instead of bet, they'll say period. Kind of like, we're done with this conversation. It's kind of a dismissive thing.
Yeah, I don't like the period. The bet,
yeah.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
Bet feels like an affirmation to me. Period feels like you're shutting me down.
Mm. Joe, what's the word that your kids use that drive you nuts?
All right, so I got a 26-year-old daughter that used the words
just kidding whenever she's not sure of what she's saying. Mm. And then I got triplets that use the word brah, just like what we were talking about a moment ago.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, it's not so much the brah that gets to me.
Yeah.
It's age appropriate. When I got a kid talking to me like that, I don't know. When it's amongst adults, when it's amongst the guys, bro, yo, what's going on, brother? Stuff like that is normal. Brah from a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old
right.
makes me want to strangle
him. It makes you want to grab him and shake him. No, I get it. You're right. That's the part about it that's hard. Yeah. If I don't understand what they're saying or I have to hesitate for a minute, that also angers me at time.
Do you ever get that look where you just look over your shoulder and be like, what did you just say?
Evie, what's that word your kids use that you just can't stand?
Right now is slay.
Mm.
What's up with that? Like, who are you slaying?
It's a good thing.
I don't get it. We playing dragons or something.
She said dragons. The thing about slay is that when it first came out, it was like slay, you know, and it meant like really great. But now that it's somewhat played out, it's almost used with an eye roll, like slay, like, you know, like it's not as cool anymore. It's like it's almost making fun of it and mocking you when you're doing something.
I see that. So if you use it in the wrong spot, or if all of a sudden you start using it now, you're definitely uncool too.
Well, unless I'm using it to make fun of somebody who's acting corny.
That doesn't seem nice.
I, you know, the thing about these words is that they come in and out of style so fast that if you have to also know not only what they mean, but the right context to use them at that time.
Okay.
I cannot use it in front of my daughter either because she's like, Mom, you're too old to use that. This is double standard.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Evan and Carly. Evan, what's going on?
Carly has been working as an independent fashion designer for like the past 3 years, right? The problem is she just isn't that good at it. Multiple places have told her they aren't interested in her fashion line, and she doesn't even have a degree in fashion, so like multiple places don't even give her the time of day. I just think it's time for her to give up. She should get a full-time job or at least a part-time job and do this fashion thing on the side.
Okay.
Carly.
That's a lot and hurtful.
That feels terrible. Carly, what do you have to say to all this?
Well, I think my husband's being cruel and unfair, and I have this one life I get to live, and why can't I just pursue my dreams and him just be supportive no matter what?
Because it doesn't make money. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
But who says 3 years is the end mark for, you know, if it doesn't work out? Like, some people get successful in 5 years or 10 years. Like, there's no magic year marker that says this is when you'll be successful.
Right, but I mean, you know, we need money. And, I mean, if you could do something, maybe, I don't know, work at like an upscale store or something, and to bring in some money and do this fashion thing on the side, maybe?
Well, right. I mean, Carly, why wouldn't you agree to that? If it's been 3 years and you've been trying to pursue this full time and it's not bringing in enough income to support your family, why wouldn't you be open to finding something that would bring in some income while continuing to chase this dream on the side?
Anna, fashion is a lifestyle. It's my life.
Maybe because I feel like if I get a part-time job, then my focus will be, you know, diverted away from my main passion, which happens to people all the time.
Mm-hmm. What would have happened if George Clooney gave up on acting, Anna, before he got ER? Okay. What would have happened?
That was like 10 years.
Yeah, 30-something when he got that gig.
Amy
right?
Poehler was waiting tables for 10 years before she got on Saturday Night Live.
See?
She was waiting tables. You want to know why? Because she had bills to pay.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if during that 10 years she was just sleeping on the doorstep of SNL. Yep. Somebody might have noticed her, you know, sooner than that. They might have noticed.
Yeah, but those actors, you know, they start small. Like, you know, Harrison Ford was a carpenter.
Yes, we know the carpenter story if you love Harrison Ford like all men. men do between the age of...
Definitely didn't know that story.
30 and 70, we all know it. Yes, he was a great carpenter. Yeah. I mean, when we're thinking about our dream, you know, we're willing to go ahead and get rid of logic and, you know, dream of winning the Powerball, dream of the three-pointer from half court with, you know, time expiring. Unfortunately, practically speaking, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. But it doesn't mean that it's impossible. I think it is hurtful, Carly. I think it is cruel. At the same time, you know, it can be pretty rough if there's nothing coming in and there's plenty going out.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, by the way, George Clooney, he was on like some sitcoms before.
Okay, let's leave all the celebrities out of it.
All right.
Let's worry about you guys.
I'm just saying he was old.
Well, you brought it up.
How about this? I will compromise. Give me another year, and if it doesn't work out, I will get a full-time job.
Well, you know what? Let's see what the audience has to say. At that point, it's been 3 years already.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking for another year. Do you give that to your wife to pursue this full-time before she has to give up on her dreams?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's been 3 years since Carly has been pursuing her fashion line. She doesn't really have a huge background in fashion. This is something new that she's really been trying to pursue, and it's kind of like a dream of hers. And Evan, her husband, says, yeah, right, you did it, and you kind of failed, and you're not making any money, and now it's time for you to go get another job. But she says, I can't just give up. Like, I have to keep doing it and going for it every single day. You have to at least give me one more year.
What I think is pretty jarring is Evan's, you know, the way that he addresses it, right? But, you know, you have to feel for the situation and say maybe he's just come to a point where, you know, he's dropped the hints. He's talked about the different things, and, you know, Carly's just not picking up on it. And what he's saying is like, we need money coming in. Right? We can't just not have money coming in from now until the end of time while you go ahead and pursue this.
You know, it's one of those things where I'm a black and white person. Like, you just put it out on the table. So I understand what Evan's saying. 3 years you've dedicated to this, you have failed. Now you need to figure out a way to actually get some income to help this family.
Yeah, but plenty of people fail at something longer than 3 years and then come out being the biggest thing ever.
That's true. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Marlene?
I agree with the husband. There's bills to pay. She should get a part-time job. She could get a job in a bridal boutique or whatever her fashion thing is, work part-time, and pursue her dream. But I think 3 years is a good time that he gave her.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. At what point do you tell your spouse, listen, you got to give up on these dreams and start making some actual money?
Mm.
That's what's been going on with Evan and Carly. For the last 3 years, she's been chasing her dream of being a fashion designer. She doesn't have much background in it, but she's been heavily pursuing it. And all the feedback she has gotten has been terrible, and she hasn't been very successful at all.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes one yes, though, right? And that's the problem, right? So, you know, when you have something that is a hard goal to attain, you know, you've got to dedicate yourself to it. Hardly ever do you hear about somebody who's wildly successful and it was just an easy path, right? So there's the hard part. So what point do you give up on your own dreams? Also, I understand why Carly's pushing back and saying, Evan, I need a little bit more time. Give me another year here.
Yeah, but she doesn't even want to work part-time to get some income
until
coming
then.
In. Right. She wants another full year of full-time pursuing this. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Claudia, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. One of the very important things is she does not have the education in fashion. So it's not that he's not helping her pursue her dreams, but, you know, she's in a market that requires the education.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, or at least an in, right? Some sort of success, right? Hey, Gino, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, man, it's very obvious. I would tell that brother, like brother to brother, you should get rid of her and find another one if you don't have kids, or get her to work, because life is not about chilling at home.
Well, I don't think she wants to chill at home. I think she just wants to keep chasing her dreams, which
right.
is admirable. But going back to what Claudia said, if you don't have a background and you didn't study for it, I think it's harder than if you actually went through all the right channels.
I don't know if that's true. I think that you need to have an in. I mean, I don't know that you need a degree. I don't think people look at degrees anymore as the way that they used to. Chris, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the wife's side. I think she should pursue her dreams, and I think the husband should support her in her dreams.
You know, it's funny because I tend to be on Evan's side and think like, well, 3 years you've haven't done well. And at this point, you really need to bring money in. But then I think about it. And if it wasn't for my own husband supporting me, I wouldn't be sitting in the seat I'm in right now.
Right. Yeah. What were you making after 3 years in this?
Right. Exactly.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Evan, our audience agreed with you. Nope, that's enough. 3 years is enough. There's no reason why you can't multitask and get a part-time job that's bringing in some income and continue to chase your dreams.
I agree. And just like I said, Amy Poehler waited tables for 10 years, right? Or supposedly.
Yeah, no, she told me that, actually.
Yeah.
She made money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice that Amy Poehler did that, and it worked out for Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm. And I hope it works out for you, Carly. Carly, you're going to be okay? Maybe a job in retail or another, you know, fashion part-time thing that you can do right now, and then just sneak your stuff in there.
Yeah, be close to the industry, but make money.
I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and maybe that wouldn't be a bad route, but I still don't want to just drop my passion. This is my dream, guys.
Yeah, but it could still be your dream. It's just going to be your dream on the side, and hopefully once it takes off, then this is all a non-issue, and
I mean,
that's the end of it.
You add a part-time gig, right? You do this at home. You know, you're still, you know, there's plenty of hours in the day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, or, you know, find, like, a fashion designer you really, really admire and work for them and learn from them.
Well, we've done the best we can, and we wish you the best of luck. And if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot is $300. Switch to Cricket and let your flip era unfold by getting the all-new extraordinary Motorola Razr for just $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket. Siobhan, you ready to play?
Sure am.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Siobhan.
All right.
Thanks.
So Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Number one, Oprah has ended her long-term partnership with what weight loss company after disclosing that she has been using weight loss medications?
That would be Weight Watchers.
Number two, The Rock didn't just get the rights to his nickname, The Rock. He also got many of his famous phrases like jabroni and can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently played what DC supervillain turned anti-hero?
I don't know.
Number three, The Booth from the season finale of The Sopranos is being sold on eBay. It's from a real restaurant called Holston's where it was filmed. As of this morning, the bidding was over $82,000. The Sopranos takes place primarily in what state?
New Jersey.
Number four, Billy McFarland says Fyre Festival 2 has already made $110 million in pre-sale tickets. He says to expect an official announcement from his business partners. What rapper helped him organize the first failed Fyre Festival?
P. Diddy.
And number five, the Dune sequel won the box office this weekend, and it was the biggest weekend of the year for ticket sales in theaters. The Dune movies are based on the novels by what author?
Don't know.
That's okay. Let me bring Raven back in. He won't know that one either. Don't worry.
Yo.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Siobhan.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $300.
Number one, Oprah has ended her long-term partnership with what weight loss company after disclosing that she's been using weight loss medications?
Weight Watchers. I called that. Did I not call that? I called that the day of. I said, what a pivot for this company. Turns out they didn't pivot with her.
I thought for sure that Weight Watchers was going to embrace it and there was going to be a partnership.
Yeah, you told me.
I was sure of it. Okay,
crazy.
I was wrong. Number two, The Rock didn't just get rights to his nickname. He also got many of his famous phrases like jabroni, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently played what DC supervillain turned anti-hero?
Black Adam.
That's right. Number three, The Booth from the season finale of The Sopranos is being sold on eBay. It's from a restaurant called Holston's where it was filmed. As of this morning, the bidding was over $82,000.
Yeah.
The Sopranos takes place primarily in what state?
Jersey.
That's right. Number four, Billy McFarland says Fyre Festival 2 has already made $110 million in pre-sale.
I can't believe this guy is still a thing.
He says to expect an official announcement from his business partners. What rapper helped him organize the first failed Fyre Festival?
Ja Rule.
Where did it take place?
It was supposed to be in the Bahamas. It was. The Bahamas.
It happened. Yeah. Number five, the Dune sequel won the box office this weekend, and it was the biggest weekend of the year for ticket sales in theaters. The Dune movies are based on the novel by what author?
I might actually know this one. Is it Villeneuve, or is that the director? Either way, Stephen King's my backup answer.
Frank Herbert.
No. Sorry. I guess that must have been the director, maybe. Right. I don't know.
Whatever. All right, Siobhan. 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Stephen King should have wrote it.
Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for playing. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow, Anna.